Thank you very much. And this is really a pleasure for me to come here as from health sciences to mostly the environmental folks. And I call this the democratization of science, that scientists come speak to other scientists openly and to the decision makers. I really appreciate this opportunity and look forward to further building on this. So what I'm going to talk about to you today is water, oil, water, air, soil, and temperature from as health risk factors for the 21st century, because this area has been well studied, as you've seen from the environmental perspective, but not as much as needed for the health impact. So I'm going to touch the surface on some of the projects we're working on. And in terms of soil, working with Keith Pizzoli, who is a powerhouse on campus in urban studies and planning. And this is a picture from Los Laureles Canyon, which is the right on the border. And this is from here looking, this is the picture looking that way. And this canyon is really mostly illegal settlement by people. And these green dots are all illegal dump sites. So it's a dumping place. And people live around it. And so the idea is, and this is a picture of one of these dump sites, we want to know, well, it's in the soil. How much is it reaching to the people? We've already measured it in the soil. We've seen high level of heavy metals that actually are migrating back to the U.S. because it's a south-north tilt. And the next stage is to try and look at involving body fluid, dust, and soil biosensors for heavy metals. So we would involve the Jacobs School of Engineering, Urban Studies and Planning, and the School of Medicine as one collaboration. In terms of water quality, in the future, by 2070, about 150 million people will be affected by flooding. And so this is not measured in terms of how this is going to impact health of people living in these places. This is, it's not very clear here, but this is Imperial Beach, and this is the plume, darkish soil, kind of from flooding that goes into the sea. And as part of collaboration and me trying to reach out, talked with Falk Federson from SIO, who is very well kind of oriented in ocean mechanics and modeling, said, well, what if we are able to predict what the canyon which I just showed you, which the water kind of goes from the estuary to here, we can know what are the toxicants that are in the canyon reaching the sea and how it's affecting people. So we worked together and applied for NSF funding. We didn't get it because basically it's challenging to get interdisciplinary scientists to work, and the NSF doesn't really fund health. But that's some of the aspects that we face. But adding something like dynamic water and human toxicant biosensors using the engineering school, we would actually have four entities working together, School of Medicine, USP, SIO, and Jacobs School of Engineering. Then in terms of air pollution, this is New Delhi, and you can see I was supposed to be today there with Ramanathan and group. We are working on an exciting project with, involving California and India on mitigation of air pollution. But this is going to be a major problem in the future. Ramanathan is very well known worldwide, probably the leader in black carbon and satellite imaging and how that affecting global warming and melting of the glaciers. They've published very well. But they have not looked at the more kind of micro level of what is this affecting the health of the people, the villagers who are producing this biomass fuel. So I'm working with them for the last 2 years trying to get an opportunity to fund a project to build on their excellent team science. 3.2 million people are dying every year, and this is expanding. So this is a major public health problem that lacks the appropriate and efficient health studies. So by bringing in engineering and combustion mechanics, we could, like this room now is free of smoke, could stop both the health and the climate effects. So again, a four-way collaboration is here within campus, all of it. And finally, in terms of temperature, the extreme temperatures are all related to global warming. And this is a recent picture of record heats in West Coast. And we have Alexander Gershnov and Kristin Kyrgios, who are experts in the modeling of heat waves, and especially night heat, which is when it's damp and heat, it can, and hot, it can affect health more, because the typical heat wave has the day heat and then it cools down in the night. It's not cooling down with these excessive heat waves. So this is now here, the blue is the excess heat at night. In 2100, it'll increase fivefold. And with that is more than sevenfold increase of the mortality and morbidity from these heat waves. So clearly there is a three-way collaboration here if we can get computing algorithms, and I've been talking with people in engineering on that. So in terms of the education component, which is required as part of this, I've been working with Alan Houston from Political Science in developing this UCSD Global Practicum Database, where it's a database where students can go and search for practical experiences like what I mentioned and elsewhere to expand their horizon and understanding. And Office of Research Affairs have been very helpful in trying to help populate this database. So in summary, humans and their health are the ultimate beneficiaries from protection of the planet. But there is a major deficiency in assessment of health impact of the degradation of the planet. And the interdisciplinary science will be needed, really, to move the bar forward. But, again, I have experienced, it took 2 years to cultivate this kind of interdisciplinary science where we're talking different languages. I learned so much from all the colleagues that I worked with. And the challenges that we face in many occasions that funding bodies do not understand or do not fund this kind of very interdisciplinary collaborations. And those are the collaborations I've been working with, and I appreciate each one of them. I learned so much from them, and thank you.
Great, thanks. We have time for one short question back here.
But your work is treating our own region as a living laboratory. And your project, amongst a handful of others, are really debunking this notion that a parochial focus is sort of a little bit less somehow. Because you've brought the global into the local, this high science, integrating it. Do you find this a problem, focusing on our region? What can you say about
that? I think our campus is going into that direction. We are clearly the closest city to the border, and we have a less developed country just a few miles away, and this is a natural experiment, and that's why we're taking the opportunity of that. So I think the campus and the chancellor are looking into that direction.
Yeah, and to follow up on that, the confluence here at UCSD is our proximity to Mexico, so developing nation. What you showed us with the disposal is real. And when we have weather effects, there's rain and runoff that comes straight out into the ocean. And here at UCSD, we've got a world-class oceanographic institution, and you're bringing them all together here in this project, which is a fantastic thing. All right. Thank you.